The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And it seems like sports gets closer every day. Let's do this, man. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate with Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? You know the number, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will monitor. If he likes it, he'll read it. Even if he doesn't like it, he'll probably read it because he gets to participate. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Same as the main number. You can also watch us on Twitch. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch us on Twitch. Or if you're already on Twitch, just go to ESPN975 and you can watch and comment there. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. It's going to be a short week for us, so going to have fun for 4 days. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Sports and stuff. Mostly stuff, but I barely made it on time today because apparently, even though I live like 2.5 miles from where it flooded, and it didn't rain barely at all at my place. 59. Well, here we go. We got the damn sound on. Jeez.
It's a Monday, isn't it?
That's what happened was when you get here and you're like rushed to get everything set up. I was watching some videos earlier, and so I didn't have the sound muted.
What kind of videos?
Just some sports stuff. Sure. Okay. For something I'm working on.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, it's the middle of the day. I'm not going to watch porn. I mean, that's mornings and evenings. But, no, apparently, boy, that was quick, 404 right off the bat.
Thank you.
Interesting. Apparently, 59 flooded badly enough that you couldn't get through there. And I start coming from my side of downtown, and I see traffic backed up, and I'm like, holy bleep. Because I usually get on right there where 59 and 288 merge. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go through downtown, and I'll take the spur. And I get to the spur, and it's backed up. So then I jump on Richmond, which is always dicey, and that took forever. Finally, when I got to Shepherd, it had cleared. But did we really get enough rain for it to flood, or was that just something weird that happened?
I've been inside most of the day, so I'm going to go with I don't know.
Okay. I'm just curious. Listeners can tell me, because it didn't – my place got a little. There was a lot of thunder and lightning, but no rain. And so, yeah, it caught me off guard, and I barely got here on time. It took me about 55 minutes. Usually it's about 15 tops.
It took you how many minutes?
55.
Oof.
I walked in the door at 3:55. I left right at 3.
Jeez.
So, yeah. And I've gotten spoiled. That's one positive to the whole Rona thing is nobody's on the road. And I've had one or two times where there was an accident and it got backed up. But even then, it wasn't that bad. But they had the whole damn thing closed. And if I'd gotten on that stupid entrance ramp, I would have never gotten here. I'd still be sitting there bitching at everybody, just wondering why the hell I'm stuck. So,
well,
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here. I was a little nervous.
Yeah, well, I mean, when
you
I
sent the text saying...
When I texted you, I was at a light, and it's Richmond, and I'm like, oh, great, it's going to take forever. But it wound up not being too bad. Once I got to Shepherd and was able to get on 59, it was all good.
All right.
It took me like 5 minutes, but it took 50 minutes to get there. So, there you have it.
How was your weekend?
Pretty quiet. I didn't do too much. Lost some money playing poker. Won some money playing horses. Didn't really do anything this weekend.
Okay.
Just kind of chilled. Watched some more Netflix. Watched that Charlize Theron movie, The Old Guard. I liked that a lot. And it was one of those Netflix movies that when we did the list last week, it was one of the three I hadn't seen. I'm glad I watched it. I don't know that it's for you. And one of our listeners described it beautifully last week when he said it's like Highlander and Extraction had a kid, and this was it. That's the perfect description of that movie.
Okay.
And I love Highlander. Extraction was you know, it was fun. It wasn't anything, wasn't brain candy or anything. But this was really good. And she's such a great actor. Plus, she's hot. She's made it into my three now. You know, my top three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With bald Natalie Portman.
Bald Natalie Portman and the other new entrant.
Jasmine from...
Well, she doesn't really count.
Oh.
But I have booted Scarlett Jo in favor of Tessa Thompson.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tessa's got that look I like.
Okay.
So, yeah, but that was my weekend. I saw you guys...
Where did you see Tessa Thompson that you became turned on to her?
It was actually before she was Valkyrie. She was in some movie where she played a prostitute, and okay. She was just really hot. I don't know what it was called. But it was the first time I saw her, and I've kind of followed her ever since. So,
I respect that you've now put a black woman on your list, because it is 2020, and there's a lot of racial strife. So kudos to you for adding a woman of color to your top three.
Well, it's a woman of color that's back in my top three, because I had Halle Berry there forever, and then I get criticized because that's who white guys like, apparently. And Jasmine... kind of counts if you're going to go for Jasmine the cartoon. But I, you know, after a while, I realized that was a little weird. So, yeah, that's my three now.
Okay.
Somebody says 10 and 6 is a bleeping mess. Lots of water pooling up on the feeder road. So, somebody says there's a bald Charlize Theron in Mad Max. Very nice. Yeah, that was the best part of that horrible movie was her, her being bald. She's just got...
It makes me feel uncomfortable that you're so attracted to bald women.
Yeah.
As a bald man sitting here. Yeah, right, but that, next to you,
that's different. It's not. You're not even in the right ballpark.
Okay.
So.
Because I don't have a vagina.
Or breasts.
Oh.
You know, or cleanly shaven legs or anything like that. Sorry. It's not my fault.
I mean, no.
I like what I like.
You like what you like. Who can hold you back, Fred? I went to the Sugarland Skeeters baseball match.
How was that?
Actually, it was a doubleheader, and they play 7 innings, and I stayed for the first game and 3 innings of the second game.
Okay. How was it?
It was a fun time. It was I knew it would be socially distanced.
Right.
I didn't know we would be the only people in our entire section. And that's what we were.
It's kind of fun. That was UH football back in the day. We have our own section.
I took 5 kids to this game.
Yeah.
All 5 of them left with a foul ball.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, like so if you're looking for a good fan experience for your kids... that's the way to go. There were no kids in the section on our left or the section on our right. So if it got hit in a 3-section area...
you guys had it, huh?
Well, there was one guy competing with him, and he was a smallish Asian man.
Did he get a ball?
He got one, but he tried for all of them.
Well, what the hell? You're supposed to get one.
And I saw him... he and his girlfriend brought gloves to the game. And they were playing catch between game 1 and 2. And it was maybe the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know if they bought the gloves in the souvenir shop or like if they just found them and said, hey, let's try this game. But it was really, really awful, awful display of even just playing catch. But he wanted to get every foul ball. Luckily for the kids that were there, they're faster than him. Kids are typically faster than grown men.
Yeah.
When it comes to something
like
that. And
plus, there's a little bit of shame in competing against a kid for a ball if you're close. It doesn't sound like this guy had it.
He did not.
But for me, I would go get the ball, and then I'd give it to the kid anyway.
You almost have to give it to the kid.
Yeah.
The only time...
what am I going to do with a foul ball? And a kid's, it's a big deal.
The only time you're a grown man... and the only time you're not obligated to give the ball away to a kid or, you know, I guess a kid that's relatively close. Now, you don't have to go find a kid who's like 4 rows up and give him the ball. If there's no kids around you, you can keep it. if you're with a woman, you can give her the ball.
Yeah.
And if it's like a ball that will somehow have value one day, like if it was, you know,
McGuire's home run ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. The you're prying that from my cola dead hands.
Game winning home run in a World Series game, something like that. If it's a foul ball, there's no excuse for a grown man to fight a child over it. There's ever. I don't care who hit it. I don't care if it's Babe Ruth back from the grave and he fouls one off. A kid gets that ball if there's a kid around.
Right.
That's the way it should be anyway.
I also saw you almost adopted some raccoons.
Yeah, I did some naturing yesterday and came across a bunch of baby turtles and two baby raccoons. And I'm not going to lie, the raccoons were really cute. And my kids were trying to convince me to like scoop them up and take them home. I was like, I don't know that raccoons are ever supposed to be out in the daytime.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign. B, baby raccoons with no mom around is not a good sign. Like, there's a lot that could be going wrong here. Also, you know, I've got two dogs and two cats at my house. And I would make those two raccoon brothers favorites against all but one of those creatures in a death match. So...
Plus, they're
convinced them it's not really wise. And eventually, yeah. Cute little baby raccoons turn into full grown, like, you know, tearing everything apart raccoons.
Oh, raccoons are trash animals.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're mean.
I mean, those two raccoons were eating a salad that they literally pulled out of a trash can, I'm pretty sure.
Well, those are about the size of the one I saw in my neighbor's yard last week in the morning. And I'm like, what the hell? Because I thought it was a possum at first.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly it climbs up the fence. And I'm like, whoa, possums don't do that. But, and, of course, my dog's going nuts because she wants to eat the thing.
But, yeah, baby raccoons are very cute.
Yeah, but then they grow into evil. It's like having a baby tiger.
Right.
It looks cute, and then it eats you. All the raccoon does is give you rabies, and you die from that. It's slower and it's more painful. All right. I thought that was after the break, but that's okay. I'm happy to talk about new breaks for the people. And guys, welcome them to the show. We've already had one listener who tweeted me that he used them and it was fantastic. And here's what they do: mobile brake repair service. They come to you. Right now, the last thing you want to do is go sit in some dirty auto place and wait for your brakes to get fixed. They're going to come to you. And they're anywhere from 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. They've got certified, experienced brake technicians. Premium brake parts are backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And how about this? If you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. All you have to do is go to nubrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. You'll get and the great thing about this is everybody's been screwed by auto repair before. That's not what they do. And they make it a big point that they want to get a good experience for you, an easy experience, an affordable experience. So if you're hearing squeaking and grinding in your brakes, it's time to get it done. Go to nubrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com, and get new brakes today. Because it's about to get
heavy. Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Why are you quote tweeting Trump?
I just thought it was funny that... He's calling the virus the invisible China virus, and there's literally all viruses are invisible, all of them.
Well, not to a microscope.
I mean, is this one invisible to a microscope?
No.
Okay. So We have to go with this. Either all of them are visible to a microscope or all of them are invisible to the naked eye. One or the other. But you can't just say invisible because that doesn't work.
I can't see it.
No.
Wait, you can't see syphilis?
Well, also,
is that what that is? Oh, okay.
It is funny how much of a switch he's made. Like now he's posting pictures of himself in a face mask saying now it's patriotic to wear a face mask and no one is more patriotic than me, your favorite president. Well, I don't know if there may be some people more patriotic than him. Maybe.
I don't know, EJ. He's the best. He's tremendous.
I think if he was the most patriotic, he would fight through bone spurs. If he was the most patriotic. Now, if he wants to say I'm a very patriotic man, I'll allow it. But I don't think you can say no one is more patriotic than me.
Well, but that's what he always says. No one's better at business. No one's smarter. You know, I'm the best president. I'm tremendous. He's the best at everything. All you got to do is follow Twitter.
Like, I knew a guy in the Army who got two fingers chopped off. Two fingers. His pinky and his ring finger. And they were like, well, you can get out of the Army on medical. And he was like, no, I came here to be in the Army. I'm going to stay in the Army. And so he stayed his ass in there with just three fingers. That guy seems more patriotic than Bone Spurs guy. That's just me. Right? Like if you had to rank.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who lost his fingers in service and said, no, I'm not going home. I'm going to stay here and keep fighting. It's not like my fingers are going to get reattached at home. I'm here. I'm already in the desert. What am I going to do? Go home and not have fingers there? No. Just put me back in, coach. That's what he said. That seems very patriotic to me.
I don't know. What's more patriotic than grabbing her by her? Never mind.
That's not an American thing.
I don't know. It's a Jeffrey Epstein thing for sure.
Oh, I'm always seeing more stuff about that. Like, I'm so glad I've never come across Jeff Epstein or any of his people or anything. It's like that movie.
You would have probably murdered him, right? Not because you would want to party with him on an island.
No, I'm just saying, like, everybody who comes in contact with, like, anyone who might have any information about his case, it's like Final Destination. A piano falls out of the sky on a farm in Omaha and lands on somebody. I mean, it's just stuff that you can't believe is happening. That's what's happening. You're the paralegal for the attorney who's representing someone you're representing someone who's going to testify against Jeffrey Epstein. See you tomorrow? ? Like that's pretty much what's happening right
Please
now.
Please lose my number, my email.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Yeah, there's a pretty good thing going around of Maxwell with like every famous person that she hung out with, and it's just like a who's who. But Chuck says Fred said if I knocked him out of the tournament last night, he'd get a haircut. No, I did not. You can keep pushing that narrative. It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen?
No.
You're well, never going to get
it's going to happen at some point, but it ain't happening because Chuck tells me to do it.
Oh, no. Chuck's not the boss of you.
No, no. And 4-9 said, Fred, speaking of the old guard, I'm hoping they come out with one or two more. The way it ends, it sets up nicely for a franchise. I actually bought the graphic novel sequel to the original this weekend to have something to read. The problem is that I didn't know until I bought it. Like even on a computer, when you blow it up as big as you can, it's really hard to read it's hard to read. So I don't know that I'm going to be able to get through it. But yeah, the thing is, they were planning on a second one based on the next graphic novel. There's no filming or anything like that yet, but that's the plan. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, you know what though? At least I say one thing about Trump. At least he's finally wearing a mask. I know it's late to the game, but you know, I just like with Abbott. I think Abbott was a little slow on stuff, but guess what? He started doing the right things. Will this end any and all mask debate?
No.
It should, right?
No. Because, I mean, you got to remember, there's some people that are super hardcore and they don't, Trump ain't the boss of me. Like, there's somebody that even go that far. Now, that's a rare breed,
yeah.
But there's a handful.
Well, hopefully they breed rarely then. Martin on the Twitch says, my girlfriend wants a raccoon. We already have two dogs living in a one-bedroom apartment. I told her I don't believe that is wise.
Yeah, my kids still, every time we see raccoons, and yesterday brought it up, and it was a touchy subject. There's a raccoon, I guess it was a year and a half ago, in a tree, and shot, comes down, long way down. And it's not quite dead. So now you've got the choice of, I live in a subdivision. Do I fire off another round and put this thing out? Or do I just use my boot?
Yeah, I would have just smashed the thing.
I just used my boot. But my kids were watching, and they've been damaged pretty much forever, permanently now.
Wise guys.
Yeah, they did not like that at all.
Did you explain that it wasn't Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Because that's the problem. Everybody sees Rocket and they think, oh, these things are so cute and funny and clever and make badass weapons. No, all they do is get disease and bite.
Yeah, this was
a bad... You should have showed them pictures of people, like, what it looked like to get one of those really crappy diseases that make limbs fall off.
Yeah.
And been like, well, they carry that.
But when they see these cute little baby raccoons, they're like, how could you, Dad? You're the worst person. I mean, it's just judgment. But
that's when you say, you know what? You both had an older brother, and he kept saying that. I'll just
say, listen, you know how expensive ammo is, kids? The ammo doesn't grow on trees, okay? These boots are reusable.
That's why you have boots.
Yeah.
It's to smash the skull of animals when necessary. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Lamont was asked, said he asked Jerry Bow this, but if all the leagues are doing third-party testing, can you see an opening for wise guys / mafia to exploit that gap in, quote, convincing ways? In other words, could you see them getting in there to help manipulate the Rona test for gambling purposes? No, mainly because those guys don't operate like, especially with the NFL. If they're going to get somebody in the NFL to fix a game, it's going to be the refs.
Yeah.
That's who they're going to go to. And most of the time, if you're going to fix something, it's not going to be something really high profile like that. You're going to go and get a
La Liga soccer game.
Or one of the second-tier soccer things. Something where
you want something that has full limits, but like, because you don't want like a WNBA game,
no,
where
it's like Tulane basketball,
right?
You know, it's your second tier level that you go to, where that money that you're going to pay those guys is real money.
Yeah.
Now I'm not in any way saying that I've ever been involved with anything like this. I want to make that clear. It's just part of the problem is everybody thinks a game is fixed. Whenever they lose, the game is fixed. That's just human nature. And then you start looking for all these little things and people. But when it comes to the NFL, it's really tough. I mean, it's happened, and it was a lot more common in the 70s before it got as big as it did. But when you're talking about something with that much money involved, like 99% of the players, you can come and say, hey, we'll give you $50,000 if they do this. They're like, $50,000, that's not even.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're trying to get something fixed, there's only so much you can give these guys, because the rest of it you're betting yourself. And you can spread it around to a bunch of different books. But I don't think that's an area where they would operate. But you know what? There's a lot of scummy people out there that will try anything.
We can always find them. You know who's not scummy, though? TGS Insurance. Why? Because all they're trying to do is save you money. What do they want in return? Nothing. They don't want anything, and you're not going to lose any coverage. You're not giving anything up. You're paying your homeowner's insurance already anyway. You just might be paying too much. And they're like, well, what if we can get you this for less? Would you do it? And the answer is usually yes, of course. And it's so simple. All it takes is a text message. They've already shopped all the insurance's prices in our area. So all you got to do is send them your address. You text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Send that back. They'll send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And it's the real deal. I saved over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance. The average customer saving over $900 a year. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. These are the kind of guys you want to work with. with. And they're going to take care of your old policy, get you out of that, so you can start saving now. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but apparently there's big beef between Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro.
That seems like different levels of stardom.
Well, yeah.
Like, why? That's like...
Although, it's kind of weird, because Rourke he posted something on Instagram about what a jerk De Niro is. Apparently, they worked together on a movie in 87 called Angel Heart. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No.
It was not great. Mickey Rourke was pretty good in it, but you know, De Niro played the devil, and apparently he De Niro called him a liar in a newspaper interview, so that pissed Rourke off. He claimed he was up for a spot in The Irishman, but De Niro refused to work with him, and so he kind of went off. Now there's no confirmation that anyone with The Irishman was interested in him,
right? But so he could just be making this up.
He could be. So
that's like me saying, you know, I got offered a job in New York City, but Boomer Esiason apparently just didn't want to work with me.
Yeah.
So
Boomer said
he's a jerk, that Boomer. I don't think I guess that's the way it works. I don't know.
Yeah, but
when you don't get a job, it always works that someone's in my way.
And so Mickey Rourke basically threatening him if they ever meet in public. Now, he's in pretty good shape for a 67-year-old, but he's 67, and I don't know how old De Niro is.
Got to be close, right?
Yeah. Does anybody want to?
I don't want to see old people fighting.
No, that it's because here's what happens. They square off about 3 feet from each other, and as soon as they both step forward, you hear somebody's hip goes before there's ever a punch thrown.
De Niro is 76.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, Mickey Rourke looks like, for a 67-year-old, he could probably throw a pretty good punch still. Just because he kind of always has that dirty, grimy biker look to him.
From The Wrestler?
Well, yeah, and from like his role in The Expendables and stuff like that.
And he did those steroids in The Wrestler.
Indeed.
So he's juiced up.
But, you know, I don't want to see him fight. I'm sorry. And De Niro, we saw how they.
I mean, I wouldn't in the turn Irishman away if they fought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just would want to see whose hip breaks first. And you know, whoever lands a punch, the other one's face is just going to explode. I mean, it doesn't even matter if it's a tickle punch. But we saw De Niro's act in The Irishman when they had to fake him kicking the crap out of somebody. I don't need to see that in real life because it was bad enough in the movie. Pat in the 409 says, AJ, shooting the raccoon might have been hard on your kids, but it's a hell of a gun safety teaching tool. I learned that from my dad at a young age in a similar way.
That you stomp the head instead of shooting a second round?
Yeah, I think that's what he's getting at. 409 mentions Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show got naked in that movie. Yeah, she was so hot. Yeah, that was the only positive to the movie, was naked Lisa Bonet. Although I think I don't know how old she was.
I thought you say sex scenes are a waste.
No, I said sex scenes are a waste. I didn't say nudity was a waste.
Oh, okay.
I don't need to see fake humping. I don't need that. But nudity, I have no problem with. Don't change the narrative.
Okay, my bad.
I've been very candid about that. But future former wife and I saw an injured baby hawk while walking at Brazos Bend. Of course, she wanted to take it, but told her if Mama Hawk is around, she'll get an eye taken out. So as they told the park ranger guy. Yeah, that's another thing about seemingly abandoned wild animals. And they may not be abandoned. Mom might just be lost.
Yeah, that's why you don't mess with animals. Like, nature will run its course.
Yeah.
If those raccoons that I saw run out of salad tomorrow and they get, or they get hit by a car, you know, that's the circle of life, you know? If, because the, really the alternative is like picking up a baby raccoon and no, I don't know. My kids wanted me to, they were really pushing for me to call, animal services and have them come like relocate them somewhere. But I don't know if they, I don't think, especially in COVID times, I don't think it would have been a quick response for two baby raccoons.
Right.
B, I don't know what they, I mean, they might say, yeah, we don't really move baby animals because the mom might be coming back for them. I don't know.
Well, not only that, they were out during the day, which would lead me to believe that they've got some kind of disease going on. So you don't want any part of that. And you know what? If you lose a couple of raccoons, I think it's okay. There's plenty of them out there. There's one in my neighborhood you can come get if you want.
Oh, my God. Matt just sent a picture of Mickey Rourke, and he does look like Michael Myers. He looks like he's wearing a mask. His face is just like...
Oh, he sure does in that picture.
His face is just pulled so tight.
God, yeah, he must have just had the surgery, huh?
And the hairline, like...
That looks like a fake hairline, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, I mean, not, you know, hey, I'm not going to fault anybody for getting a little hair work done, but that looks like it was drawn. I mean, it's
and where are his sideburns? And
very awkward place that they drew it. It's enough to kind of make him look creepy, but not far enough back to make him look like he's balding. But the hair is glorious.
Oh, Mickey Rourke looks gross.
That isn't the most flattering photo of him, no question.
Okay, this is real. The top of his ear is above his eyes, and the bottom of his ear is below his mouth. That is like the longest ear. Imagine that.
Well, now that is something that happens to old people. Their ears get really elongated.
But that's a really long ear.
Yeah, if I were him, I might want to cover that up with my glorious hair. That just me, but I do think he'd I'll take Rourke in that. I'm gonna make Rourke about -600.
Yeah, I'm with you, but God, he just looks so gross.
Well, I'm sure if we got an unflattering photo of De Niro, he'd look pretty gross.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. I mean, I guess,
but that
it
does.
I think it's just old people are gross, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, you're probably right. Not all of them. Like Sean Connery makes a great old dude.
I don't know.
Although I haven't seen him in years because he's retired, but he was a pretty good old dude.
But I think he knew I've already reached that old guy peak. You know what? I'm going away before anybody sees me.
That's probably true. Because he probably saw himself in one of the movies and said, you know what? This is I've pushed this regal old man thing as far as I can. Probably time to just give it a quit. So, hey, good for him for knowing that. Because like. Poor Robert Redford shouldn't be on screen anymore.
Well,
and I mean, he was one of the most handsome men in the world, but now he looks like his face is infected.
I mean, no wonder Mickey Rourke's not getting movie jobs anymore. And that's the other thing. Say what you will, like Mickey Rourke is a much tougher dude than Robert De Niro. But if you said which one of these guys is the better actor,
oh yeah, it's not close.
Who makes better movies? There's not a discussion to be had.
Although, I do like Mickey Rourke.
If I were a casting director, and I saw like Mickey Rourke came in with that face, I don't know what I would say nicely to let him know we don't have a job for you here.
So, maybe you're making another Halloween movie.
Maybe, like. So like where Michael takes the mask off and he looks exactly like he looks with the mask on, that would be terrifying.
I'm trying to think of the last thing I saw him in. He was in that War Pigs, which, you know, he didn't have a big role. It's probably Iron Man 2, which was going back to 2010. That's 10 years ago. And The Expendables, which was also...
A long, long way back.
Yeah, same year. But since then, there have been a lot of movies that I have not heard of. Including one in 2013 called Dead in Tombstone, where he played Satan.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of. Oh, no wonder. Direct to DVD. In fact, a bunch of these are direct to DVD. That's not a good sign. So I guess he doesn't. Yeah. Now, De Niro's recent work, not as good either, but at least there's some hits in there, right?
Yeah.
But he has something coming out in 2020 called The Legion. He plays Corbulo.
I can't wait.
Yeah. But his heyday, he never really had monster hits. Like 9.5 weeks was probably his biggest. And, well, he was in Diner, but that wasn't really, I mean, that was an ensemble cast. But 9.5 weeks, Angel Heart, Barfly.
I mean, The Wrestler was, and that was like,
that's probably his biggest one.
And it was, he was obviously at that point nearing the end of his career. He was Marv in Sin City.
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man was kind of a pretty good one. So,
God, what year was that? It was like the early
that
90s?
Was 91.
Oof.
He was also in Point Blank, which I don't remember him in.
I don't either.
So, yeah, the rest of these, there's just an awful lot of nothing. So, I mean, decent career. But, yeah, if we're doing Tale of the Tape, it's De Niro, better actor. Mickey Rourke, I think, would kick his ass.
Agreed.
But if they're going to have a who has the biggest movie resume contest and they roll that out at each other, yeah, that's not even – De Niro's going to have him done in, like, two movies. He's going to get, like, Deer Hunter and Taxi Driver. And then after that, it's like
– everything else is gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's throw The Godfather in there.
Yeah.
So – oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, guys, guess what's coming? Baseball, basketball, betting, my bookie. It's back, man. And if you've been waiting around for an opportunity to get back in the action, this is it, mybookie.ag. It's easy, man. You bet, you win, they pay. And listen, if you want to get in on your Astros to win the whole thing, or to win the American League, or maybe you got another long shot you like, get your future bets in now, and you can make some money, man. They're going to give you a free $10 MLB future wager if you sign up. First, they're going to match your deposit 100%. This is for new people. They're going to match your deposit 100%, and they're going to give you a free $10 MLB future wager. And guess what? You got NBA starting up, NHL, and this will also get you ready for when the NFL gets going again. And if you've never actually tried betting online, this is such a great way to do it. You don't have to play that much. You can play out whatever you want, but just go to mybookie.ag. Enter promo code radio for that 100% deposit bonus plus your $10 free MLB future wager. Mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And somebody said De Niro hasn't made a good movie in 10 years. Or two decades. It was J.D. Joker was pretty good. It wasn't his movie, though.
The last movie he had like a major role in that was a good movie is Silver Linings Playbook, I think.
Probably.
American Hustle was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Grudge Match was not.
I haven't even seen it.
Well, The Intern was not. Heist. He's made some bad ones. But he was in The Joker, which was a good movie, even though he was not really a big part of it.
Did you watch?
And a lot of people liked The Irishman. I thought it was too long. But
What's the Roberto Duran movie?
Hands of Stone.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Comedian's awful. Don't watch that. But, you know, it's, yeah, Silver Linings Playbook was 2012.
Okay. That's the last good one I can remember, though,
wasn't that movie more about the...
I mean, he's the third guy in that movie.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the Meet the Fockers thing where he's not, you know.
I mean, in the Meet the Fockers, he's like a... It's Ben Stiller and then De Niro. He's like the number two in that movie.
But he's not... I mean, the last one he's been lead guy in...
Well, besides The Irishman?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess he was the lead guy in The Irishman.
I mean, he's The Irishman, right?
Yeah.
And again, I haven't watched The Irishman, so I can't speak to whether it's good or not.
It's good.
I've heard mixed reviews.
It's good. It's too long. And there's some of the stuff they do with the aging software... And where he's kicking the crap out of a guy at his age, it just looks awful. There are little things like that just sort of jump out at you that are hard to get past. The movie itself's good, but it's too long.
Okay,
it's another. You know, I think you could easily have gotten 30 minutes out of that movie and it would have been fine. But I'm trying to find the last one he was the lead in where you'd say, "Oh bleep, that was great."
Analyze this.
Yeah, I didn't actually like that. So, boy, I'm going back. And it's a long way. We're into the 90s now.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Analyze this was 99.
I think that was the 90s.
Yeah, and even you know Jackie Brown, he wasn't. You know, he was just part of the cast. He wasn't the guy. Wag the Dog was pretty good, but again, he wasn't really the main guy in that. So you're having to go all the way back to probably Casino. And
what's older, Casino or Sleepers?
Casino. Well, Sleepers was 96.
I guess Sleepers is kind of an ensemble cast, but so is Casino.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you could argue that Pesci was the better character in Casino.
And Heat was around that same time.
Heat was 95, yeah. Bronx Tale was 93, but that again, he wasn't even the mafia guy in that. He was good in it. So, yeah, I mean, you got to going back maybe Cape Fear in 91. Goodfellas in 90. Now there was a stretch.
Now the problem is, the problem is, if you're trying to bash his resume,
oh, I'm not.
Like he had a run where he did like you mentioned, he did the Godfather movies. He did he did Godfather 2.
Yeah,
but he did Raging Bull, Taxi Driver.
Yeah,
Untouchables, Deer Hunter.
He had a stretch.
True Confession. I mean, he did a bunch of good movies in a row.
He did a stretch from 74.
All the way up to Goodfellas, right?
Yeah, almost through 90, where he did Godfather Part II, Taxi Driver. He did 1900, Last Tycoon, New York, New York. But then The Deer Hunter, Raging Bull. Brazil, he was in. He was very good in that. Angel Heart, Untouchables. Midnight Run. Midnight Run is one of the most underrated comedies. Him and Charles Grodin. I don't know if you've. I'm sure you've seen that.
I don't think I have seen that.
It's worth watching. It really is. It's him in a comedic role, and he's a bounty hunter, and it's a buddy movie. I think you'll like it. Goodfellas was 90, so I think that it's really that stretch from 74 to 90, where he made at least 8 iconic movies.
Cape Fear is in that same
91.
Time frame?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good movie. He was a good creep in that movie.
Oh yeah, that might have been his. You know, I one of his creepiest roles. He's done some good creepy roles.
And he did the what was the baseball movie? The fake Barry Bonds movie.
That was awful. What the Fan?
That was probably the end of his good movie.
Well, and it kind of was because you still had A Bronx Tale, Casino, Heat, all through 95. And in 96, he did The Fan.
And that was the end of it? That's the end of his career?
And he did Sleepers after that.
Sleepers is good. But that's not a De Niro movie. No. Really. He's in it, but he's not the man in it.
And that's the thing. I think most of the good stuff he's done since, he's sort of been an accent for it.
I like the movie that he did with Cuba Gooding Jr. About the Navy diver guys.
Oh yeah, what the hell was that called? That was really good. Trying to find where that was, but
Men of Honor. That movie's
Men
called.
Of Honor. Trying to find what year that was.
It'd been mid to late 90s.
Yeah, that was a good movie though. 2000. Same year he did Meet the Parents.
Okay.
So yeah, but I mean, I think it's wrong to say he hasn't done anything in forever, but you know, it's if he'd have quit around 2000, I don't think anybody would have bitched.
Nah. But dude's still making money, and he's got young ass kids, I think.
Well, now he's got to make more money because he's going through this divorce. But I always think things are interconnected. So like Mickey Rourke's going after him because like De Niro hooked up with his girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, De Niro's, you know, remember last week we had a story a couple weeks ago about how he's crying about being poor because his wife got $100,000 or $1 million Amex card. So
Lamont asks, De Niro, Pacino, Nicholson, better run in terms of hits. Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. I would, off the top of my head, say De Niro.
I would think so, too. Because, I mean, Raging Bull, Deer Hunter, Taxi Driver, like that stretch right there, you're talking about like three of the, and Godfather 2, which I guess Pacino also had his part in. But Pacino also had Godfather 1, but also, sadly, had Godfather 3.
Yeah, that takes away a lot of points.
I guess his other big hits early were like Dog Day Afternoon and Scarface. I guess Carlito's Way was big.
Serpico was big. He had a really good stretch there where he had The Godfather, Serpico Part 2, Dog Day Afternoon, and Justice for All was a pretty good movie too. I don't know if you've ever seen that. And then, you know, I mean, Author was okay. And Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
It was okay. Sin of a Woman, I actually thought was underrated. He was good in that. Then Carlito's Way and Heat. Donnie Brasco wasn't bad. He had Any Given Sunday. I mean, he still had. I don't think those match up to De Niro's, but boy, they don't suck.
And then Nicholson. I mean, he had some good ones too because he had The Shining, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was in.
He had a real nice run. Yeah.
He was in Easy Rider back in the day. I don't. Yeah, that's tough. There, his is more like apples to oranges, I guess, a little bit. But he's also had more. I mean, he was the Joker. He's had more of a. His career has done more things. It almost feels like Pacino specifically, almost feels like he's always kind of playing the same role.
Yeah.
De Niro tends to do that a lot. I mean, Nicholson's done some good stuff.
But it was, it took him a while to get started, though. I mean, he was in a lot of movies, but, I mean, really, Easy Rider in 69, he'd already been at it since 58. And had like 15 movies, yeah, before Easy Rider.
I didn't know there were movies before Easy Rider.
yeah, there were. And
were any of them movies I would have heard of?
No. But Chinatown was a pretty good hit in 74. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 75. And then The Shining in 80. He was Postman Always Rings Twice. Then he did Terms of Endearment, and I lost all respect for him because that movie's terrible. But, you know, The Two Jakes was pretty good. And, of course, A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's funny is he's on screen for like 15 minutes of that movie and he still steals it.
Steals the show.
Yeah.
And then he was Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. He also did Mars Attacks. Yeah.
That wasn't a good movie.
But he has not done a movie.
He did The Departed?
Yeah. That was 2006. That was probably his last. Well, you know what? The Bucket List was a pretty big hit.
It was a hit.
Yeah.
Who was in that with him?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, yeah.
But he has not done a movie since 2010.
Oh, yeah, he's fully retired.
So,
kudos to him.
He did do a fight game with Jim Lampley in 2016, as himself, of course. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
He also kind of looks like hell.
Yeah.
I guess that's just when you get old, you just look like hell.
He always kind of had that unique, not exactly Hollywood, you know, not like Ryan Gosling or somebody like that face. So it probably wasn't going to hold up in old age. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I pray, dear Lord, I hope one day I get you out of my head. Late nights and I can't. ESPN 97.5.